Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We just had Gerald Celente from the Trends Research Institute on for 30 minutes. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Max Kaiser joins us. I want to open the phones up some, but I also want to get back into dollar plunges after UN call to ditch greenback. I've been covering this since CNN and the UN started putting out this propaganda on Tuesday. Now, I know this is old news to our listeners and old news to anybody that's seen Fall of the Republic or Obama deception or Endgame that I made almost 4 years ago, because it's all stated what they planned, how they would destroy the economy, how they would... You'd still have your currency, but it'll be based on a world government system and backed up by carbon taxes. And above that will be these SDRs. So I'm going to be discussing that. But I'm going to tell the story after the break. Let's take a call right now. Erica in California, you're on the air. Welcome, Erica.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
I'm excellent. Thank you for joining us.
Sure. Well, I was just calling in response to your request at the beginning of the show about what the 4th of July means to you.
Hoorah!
Because I think it's... Exactly. And, you know, my parents emigrated here from a small country called Latvia, so I'm first generation in the United States. And, you know, they waited 5 years in displaced persons camps, you know, to come here legally. My mom's family couldn't even come to the States because they weren't able to get a sponsor.
Wow.
So I grew up... Yeah, and they ended up meeting my dad, and, you know, she's here now. But, you know, I grew up with my grandparents telling me all the stories about, you know, what they went through to literally escape Stalin's regime. I had family members who were on the dreaded list and got the knock on the door. And, you know, I had family members who were hiding out in the woods for weeks just to not have to be taken away. So, you know, I grew up with a real appreciation for what my family had gone through to come to this amazing country. And, you know, to be where we are now, you know, arguably one generation later, it's unbelievable to me. I'm the mom of a 5-year-old little girl. And, you know, to see where we are now and to realize, like, wow, you know, my parents were able to escape that to come here. And here we are. And, like, where would we go?
Well, I mean, the saying is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Humans behave the same, whether it was 5,000 years ago, 100 years ago, or today. Is there just a high-tech overlay, and the propaganda is a lot more flowery and fancy. But we know this means bondage. And being a slave is a horrible thing. And living under an oppressive system where all these little nobodies get to rule over you and have their way with your women and your men, and to see your men and your children drug away. I mean, in the history books, the CPS will be known as the Stalin's NKVD of America. To talk to Eastern Europeans and the hell they went through, and to talk to Germans and people who suffered at the hands of Hitler, we know what black uniforms and black masks and secret arrest and knocks on the door and political police mean 100% of the time. And this is an even more sophisticated evil, and this is a life and death situation. And that's why I really like people who've come from true tyrannies, because they value freedom. I mean, if you go back to our forefathers, they had an experience with tyranny, and that's why they were serious and focused. It was the French philosopher Victor Hugo who said that that hard times and tragedy makes men, and plenty and decadence makes monsters, to paraphrase him. He said it much more simply. I'm paraphrasing it, but absolutely, we've turned into decadent slobs. And we don't understand what is upon us right now. Anything else?
Yeah, well, it's funny because I actually was a history major at Harvard, but I was one of the good guys. And, you know, it's in the books. And I think very recently I've just gotten even more chilled, like sleepless nights, just thinking about what's going on, because it has happened. It's happened to good people. And the fact that people around me don't even see it. And I'm doing the best I can to people and sharing your movies. I think the Don't Tread on Me movie that you have on your website is amazing in terms of educating people about
the Erica, stay there. I want you to be able to finish up your point and talk about some of what your folks went through in Eastern Europe under Stalin and others. And then we'll go to George, Mark, Gary, Chris, and others. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got Max Kaiser popping in to talk about dollar plunge after UN called to ditch greenback and what it's going to mean when the dollar gets devalued. It's already being slowly devalued, and over time it's what lost 97%+ of its value since 1913. But that last 3%, that's all we got, is the fact that worldwide, that's our main export. So the globalists will really have us under their thumb after this happens. And what incredible treason by the Federal Reserve to be at these meetings and calling for the end of the greenback. We actually have that clip in Fall of the Republic where Geithner gets asked about the basket of currencies and the new global currency, the SDR, and he says, yes, we're moving towards that. The dollar dropped a few points just that day. But don't worry, people get confused by this. They go, well, I see the euro going down. I see the yen or the yuan going down. I see the dollar going down together. They're all going down. One will go down this month, and the next month this one goes down, and then one will go back up a little bit, and then the other one will go back up a little bit, then it drops again. But overall, the graph is down, okay? And the globalists are operating in 25-year increments. We've been trained to operate in daily or weekly or monthly maximum, hand-to-mouth. And so we're almost defenseless against this system until we realize it. We were talking to Erica in California. I wanted to have her finish up the story she was telling about her parents immigrating with her from Eastern Europe. And now she had family that was scooped up and never seen again by Stalin's NKVD and then others after Stalin, Khrushchev and others. And then we're going to go to other phone calls and get into some more news. But finish up your point, Erica.
Well, I think the main point really is just, you know, the people that have my family sacrificed tremendous things to be able to be here in this country. I mean, we're talking literally escaping their homes with just the clothes on their backs and their kids in their arms. And, you know, the sacrifices they made to come here, the time it took, and then to, you know, I grew up with such an appreciation for what our country stood for and what, you know, this amazing holiday is coming up here. And it's just sad to me to see how people don't appreciate it. I think, you know, people have been in, you know, taken history class and they've learned sort of the basics. But, you know, I've learned firsthand from my family members really what went through their minds and what they endured. I mean, my dad to this day, you know, has nightmares and night terrors because, you know, he remembers bombs dropping around him and having to escape. And my mom was born in a bomb shelter. I mean, it was, and there's tons of stories of these, of people just like my family who have sacrificed to come here. And I think, you know, every 4th of July, I mean, I believe people should retake the exam it takes to become a United States citizen. When I was a little girl, I watched my mom take that exam because she wanted to become a United States citizen. And she was learning all about our history and our, you know, the Bill of Rights and what it means to be an American. And I believe everybody should revisit that as we get older.
Absolutely, Erica. Erica, God bless you, and I'm glad you're a listener. Keep spreading the word, and we will defend this republic. And that's what's so insulting about it, is that Mexico lost several wars with the United States. Mexico believes the Southwest belongs to it. Mexico is a joke, failed state, completely collapsed. And our government, that's treacherous and treasonous because it's bought off, there's been a corporate takeover, and the Mexican government teach in the schools, in the U.S. and in Mexico, that America's bad and Mexico is good, and the media teaches Hispanics that come here to keep their culture from whatever country they came from and to hate this country. Why would the government do that? Because the government is illegitimate. And I'm going to say it again. Globalism is treason. Globalism is a corporate takeover. We don't have to worry about Russian spies, folks. We don't have to worry about Muslim terrorists. I mean, some of that exists. But comparatively, when you compare that to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, these mega massive global institutions that are openly selling trillions of derivatives to county and city and state governments, knowing it would implode so they could then bankrupt them and take them over, knowing they brought down whole nations. I mean, we have the IMF World Bank documents from 2002 where this was all admitted. I've been warning you about the derivative takeover since then, intensely telling you exactly what would happen. We don't toot our horn enough as patriots and break down the fact that we have laid out this radio show over a decade ago, and intensely for at least 8 years, exactly what would happen. I mean, go back and watch my old films. Go back and read my book written 8.5 years ago. Go back and listen to MP3 files of my radio show from 14 years ago and video from my TV show 15 years ago. Watch what I was talking about then, bullhorning the Capitol, saying the banks are taking control of our currency, and they're creating fiat currency and buying up all our infrastructure, and they're selling toxic assets to governments. They're getting the stock market, the government to invest in the stock market, and they're planning to implode it at a key time, and they're planning to take over the United States. Now we're going to burn this UN flag. This is your enemy. I mean, there's videos of that from me 14 years ago, 15 years ago, not because I'm a genius, but because I read what these people done in other countries. It's 100%. And I'm going to go back to your calls, but I want to briefly tell this story now. I was driving in this morning, and there was some traffic, so I was in the car about 35, 40 minutes, and I listened to talk radio, local, national, San Antonio, Dallas, Houston. I just have a practice of tuning through and listening about 2-3 minutes to, you know, maybe 10 stations. And it was, what are you going to barbecue this 4th of July? Obama's a commie. The Russian spies are going to get us. The oil spill. On and on and on with really distractions. And I heard people calling in on two different shows, on two different stations, about what they're going to barbecue this 4th of July. And I talked to even friends and family, and I'll say, you know, the dollar is continuing to plunge. You know, they're devaluing all the currencies together so people don't notice as much. You know, they are getting ready for an attack on Iran. I mean, that's in the news today with all these government ministers and the G8 and others saying, yes, we're getting ready to hit Iran. The Bilderbergs giving the green light. And people are just, well, so what? There's almost just like a completely passive attitude towards this where folks just put up with it. Ladies and gentlemen, when populations let governments run wild, the very worst people in society will take over, and you will get a World War I. You will get a World War II, but a 21st century version. You will get knocks on the door. You will be drug away. I mean, that is what they're setting up. It's guaranteed. They want that. They want that savage, psychopathic power turned loose. And they've militarized the police and brainwashed them that it's macho and cool to attack the public. And we're in trouble. And just on this 4th of July, I realized that what America is dead. We may be able to resuscitate it, but that's going to take every one of you screaming bloody murder and really getting aggressive. The globalists are scared right now. They're reaching for the whole world. They've miscalculated. They know they're in trouble. That's why they've said they're in trouble and that they've got to accelerate their program. So we force them off their time frame. We force them to come out in the open. And so we're in the fight, but this is a fight of our lives. All right, I want to go to George, Mark, Derry, Chris, Kyle. We're going to get to all of you quickly. George in Texas, thanks for holding.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex.
Thank you.
Yes, what I think about the Support July, I'm going to celebrate freedom of speech. I'm going to go to the fireworks event and read the Declaration of Independence out loud and make sure when people go through those seatbelt checkpoints, they know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's important to do. In fact, later in the broadcast, I'm going to read some passages from the Declaration of Independence when Bob Chapman is on with us. And if you read that, that is sedition. That is terrorism, according to FEMA and Homeland Security Today. And that's why I have FEMA on tape to police and firemen and medical people in Kansas City pre-9/11 demonizing the Founding Fathers and the Declaration of Independence, because that is a terrorist document to terrorists. George, anything else?
Well, yeah, I mean, even on my website, I posted why we should remember the 4th of July, just hoping, because I'm celebrating my freedom of speech. Of what our founders did, because those signers, it was no party for them when they signed that document.
It wasn't a party. Use it or lose it. I appreciate your call. But the silver lining in all of this is, at the end of the day, people are going to know why freedom's special. They're going to know why we celebrate the 4th. A lot of people are already discovering that. But as the tyranny gets worse, people are now going to rediscover why freedom is the key to everything. Freedom is the engine of happiness. It is the engine of wealth. It is the engine of honor and independence and strength. Let's go to Derry, listening in Tennessee on 1470 AM. Derry, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I just have one word for America right now, and it's hope. For many years, I was a Republican. I started voting under Ronald Reagan, and then when Bob Dole got when they nominated Bob Dole, I quit voting because I knew something was wrong.
They ran a corpse against Clinton.
Yeah, evidently. But the other day, I was in the flea market, and there was two people that were arguing about abortion, and then they turned to me and they said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Well, to be quite frank with you, I don't think that it's a Supreme Court issue." And they looked at me and they said, "Why?" And I said, "I think it's a state's issue. And if a state wants to vote that way, hey, try to vote it out." I said, "I don't think it's a federal issue." This lady came up to me and she said, "Hey, I have something to give you." And I said, "Well, what is it?" And she goes, "It's a tape, a CD." And she handed it to me. It said, "Don't Tread on Me." And she goes, "Will you listen to it?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I will." And she goes, "Have you ever heard of Alex Jones?" And I said, "No, I haven't." And she goes, "Well, just play this tape and tell me what you think next
time." I'll tell you what, stay there. Derry. Come back and finish your point, because absolutely, as we educate each other, you got info I need, I got info you need, we all raise our level of awareness together. We'll be back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to play a few minutes of Pete Stark. This has been out for a couple days on InfoWars.com. This California congressman and the unbelievable arrogance by people at a town hall who just want to control our borders. I mean, if you're a citizen, you got a crooked toenail, they throw a book at you. But America is starting to collapse on the Southwest. 46 states are on the verge of bankruptcy, according to Bloomberg. People are coming in having babies for free, everything paid for, citizens are... Everything's disintegrating, and he just says, "Oh, you want to kill somebody? You're a Minuteman. You want Minutemen haven't killed anybody." It's just just all arrogance out of these people. This is the face of incumbency, but I wanted to have Kyle in Derry in Tennessee listening to 1470 AM finish up. So finish up your point. This lady gave you a copy of Don't Tread on Me, a documentary we sell that I'm in on Infowars.com, and continue.
Well, anyhow, so she gave me the copy, and she said, now promise me that you'll listen to it. And I said, I promise. And so I went home, and me and my son put it on, and we started watching it, and it was amazing. It was filled with all the things that, you know, you need to know about the Constitution. And, you know, I listen to CNN, I listen to Fox, I read newspapers, you know, I try to keep up with everything. Even though I quit voting because I knew it was just based on lies. But you know something, Alex? In your life, when you hear important things, you know, about Christ for the first time, about what America was formed on, and when I heard your words, you know they're true in your heart, and something comes over you, and you know that the person that is speaking the words is the truth. It's real. And when I heard it, I knew it was real. And then everything started clicking in and started making sense in my mind. And then I have followed you religiously, your show now, for a month. And I've listened to the finance, and it makes sense what they're doing. You know, the world has been jealous of America because we have supported Israel, and that God blessed us for it. And all the different things that you're saying are making sense. Now, I don't believe in everything, but I'm sure that you don't believe in everything that someone else says. But so much that you say, 99% of it, it's you can tell in your heart. And that's why this movement, Alex, is growing. And you can't stop the truth because the news media, the politicians, whatever, try to brainwash us. Oh, those are conspiracy nuts and whatever. But what happens is once you listen to it, their lies fall, and you know in your heart it's revealed to you that that's the truth. God is speaking to you in your heart, and you'll say, and then you say, I know.
And that's why the system wants to start wars and economic collapses, and why they want to keep that oil well leaking and block the ships from scooping up the oil so that the hurricanes can come in and drive it into land, because they are in such desperate straits. All of their credibility is imploding so bad that they need huge distractions to divert the public. But I was just about to say, before you said those eloquent words and true words, that people are coming together. And people know the truth when they hear it, because subconsciously our minds are much more powerful than our conscious mind. And, of course, it's also in the spirit as well, with discernment. And that's why the system hates me so much. I'm not perfect, but I really try to tell the truth. I really try to get at the truth. I really try to do the best job I can. I make mistakes. But that's the difference. I'm trying to tell the truth. I'm trying to love God. I'm trying to be a good person. I'm trying to be pure. I'm trying to turn myself over to God to be a vessel of goodness. Doesn't mean I'm not worldly and, you know, the weakness of the flesh and the thorn in the side and all the rest of it. But at the end of the day, we are making the right choice. Our hearts are right. And so we're one group, and those that love evil and love lies and love tyranny, and just that's what their spirit is inclined to. That's what their psyche is inclined to. That is what they've chosen. But most people love God and deep down are good, and they don't like the evil that's part of the human psyche. And they want to be good people. They want to have a good future. They want the blessings that come with doing the right thing. But freedom has to be fought for. And we are at a great crossroads right now, and we are going into bondage. Just like Israel went into bondage every time they became evil, God turned them over to bondage and to foreign occupation. And we're occupied by offshore global corporate interest, and globalism is treason. It is the overthrow of our nation, not by a country, but by a corporate Borg. And we are now discovering that, and the system is panicking because they know that we know they're a pack of crooks. God bless you, sir. Go out and wake others up now and continue to move forward. We will save the republic. We will get that reprieve like Nineveh if we trust in God and take action. We'll be back with Max Keiser. More of your calls, and I will get to that clip of this treacherous little congressman. Infowars.com is the website. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
All right, Max Keiser, who of course has a television program on BBC, RT, Fresh TV, British radio show, blog. Max Keiser will be joining us for about 15, 20 minutes here in just a moment to talk about the fact that we've always known in the last 20 years they're going to set up a global government, have a new cashless society. We'll still have regional currencies, but they'll be denominated and controlled by that new central bank currency, a private banking cartel openly establishing world government. But now it's been admitted, and it's big news. Our story about it from the UN report that we gleaned it from is one of the top stories on the Drudge Report right now. We appreciate Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com for that. We're now getting two or three top links a week, and we just tip our hat to the courage of Matt Drudge. Very, very exciting how mainstream this information is becoming. But, you know, Drudge realizes that we've been on record for 15 years laying all this out and that we now have a more credibility than ever. So does Max Keiser, Gerald Celente, and others that we routinely interview. We're going to Max Keiser here in just a moment. But before I go any further, I'll tell you about MySolarBackup.com. That's one word, MySolarBackup.com. Have you lost your power and simply wanted to simply flip the switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. You can run a little work shed or your garage. It's great for camping. Get several of the units, run your old house. It's great during brownouts, ice storms, hurricanes, or if you just want to stop paying, you know, the sickening carbon taxes that they're starting to levy on top of our electricity. New Zealand just passed it, and their energy prices went up by 5% in 2 days, and it's estimated to go up 20%. The point is, the global stinkers don't own the sun yet, so start moving off the grid today. Give them a call, 877-327-0365, to get a free information package or order, 877-327-0365, or mysolarbackup.com. And, of course, a wonderful sponsor. It's not enough to just filter the water you drink. It's that you bathe in the sodium fluoride and the mercury and the lead and the other grignard reagents that they dump directly into the water. That's where they get rid of the toxic waste from aluminum production. So I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. They have whole house filters, great in-house filters. They have them for your water, for your bathtub, your shower, your washing machines. You know, they have it all. From the inexpensive to the grand, it's all there at purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, they're patriots, and most importantly, it's all made in the United States of America while it's still here. Purewaterfreedom.com. If you love America and love our industry, what's left of it, the skeleton that's left, you better start supporting American companies, purewaterfreedom.com. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let us now go to the one, the only, Max Kaiser, joining us from Paris, France. He, of course, is the inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange system. He, of course, also is a retired former top broker, and he is a TV host and columnist. And he joins us because I thought in the last few days we got to get Kaiser on to give us his take on dollar plunges after U.N. call to ditch the greenback. That's what AP, Reuters, CNN all said. The answer to the depression, they're now admitting it's going to be a depression, been in one for 2 years, is we'll give the very banks that sold us tens of trillions in derivatives and are above the law and won't tell Congress where the money is, we'll let them have a global government we pay taxes to, Max, and then all our currencies will be denominated and they'll be able to manipulate things even more. So I thought we'd get you on as a former insider and who really understands how this works to talk about this new system. Break it down for us, Max Kaiser.
Well, it should be no secret to the people listening to your show, and you know, the guests that you have brought onto your show have made this point over the past few years, and the issuance of a new global currency is really a fait accompli, because the need for all the banks to re-securitize and repackage all that bad debt and put it into some new entity, some new global bank, as a way to two benefits to this. Number one, all the bankers get another fee for having repackaged all the bad debt. And number two, they get to push the liability when, you know, the day of reckoning down the, kick the can down the road, hopefully a few months or a year or two. But they're willing to sacrifice America's sovereignty as an independent nation to get this goal accomplished. And this is a huge problem because you've got the banks on Wall Street who are acting in ways that are not consistent with what's in the interest of all Americans from coast to coast. They're acting at cross purposes to America. Now, let me point your direction to something on Bloomberg. July 1, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke and New York Fed Timothy Geithner told senators on April 3rd of 2008 that the tens of billions of dollars in assets the government agreed to purchase in the rescue of Bear Stearns were, quote, investment grade. What we just discovered today, or in the last couple of days, is what these things that they put on the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve were not investment grade. They were not even junk. They were pure trash, pure garbage. They gave the Federal Reserve Bank, which is essentially at this point the People's Bank, pure garbage in exchange for treasury bills that they used to pay themselves those huge bonuses in 2008 and 2009 and 2010. It's an act of pure, you know, it's illegal. Of course it's illegal. You're not allowed, the Federal Reserve is not allowed to make loans, unsecured loans. And when the banks gave them paper that was worthless, it had no value whatsoever. They just had a notation on a piece of paper saying something like, what do they call it? Here's what they called it. They called it HG-COL Limited. That's all it said on a piece of paper. For that, the Federal Reserve gave them
This is just total bank robbing. And now Bloomberg comes out and the government admits that all the major big Federal Reserve holding banks, you know, the big six, are knee deep in hundreds of billions of narcotics money knowingly. Now, that's not news to us, but this is now admitted. And they're also coming out and admitting that it's $600 trillion in derivatives in the Washington Post, and that the financial re-regulation package actually gives the Federal Reserve total control over all the other banks so they can rob real local banks and credit unions. And so they can also take control of any institution that affects the economy. So we're seeing a total banking dictatorship. It's like you robbed everyone and make Madoff look like a saint. We're going to give you godlike power. That will teach you.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on in France. And this will give something that you haven't heard from anybody else. This is something happening right here in France. The French government, of course, is trying to get rid of Goldman Sachs, as are other governments in Europe, because they have anti-terrorist laws, and these banks are acting as terrorists. So what they're doing is they're introducing new laws, and they're trying to get rid of Goldman Sachs by introducing new financial obscenity laws. So in other words, instead of trying to legally build the case that Goldman Sachs should leave the country because they're breaking the law, it doesn't seem that's enough. You know, the public doesn't seem to mind that they're breaking the law. The fact that they're committing acts of moral outrage, again, the public doesn't seem really concerned that the bank is committing acts of moral outrage. So in the French courts right now, they're trying to introduce a new concept called financial obscenity, where they equate the actions of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan to kiddie porn. And they say these guys are kiddie pornographers. In a sense, they're financial pornographers. And the reason that they're going down this path is they made the observation that in America, two things are quite sacred: freedom of speech and private property. And they noticed that on the freedom of speech route, the way that a lot of these corporations were able to bypass the freedom of speech laws were to make things obscene. So they said, well, for example, they're trying to shut down the internet because they are trying to protect you from quote-unquote obscenity. So the anti-obscenity laws are very, very powerful. So in the French government right now, what they're trying to do is to make a case for financial obscenity, saying Lloyd Blankfein is as the equivalent of a kiddie pornographer, and that he should be go to jail as such. And so this is a new concept in Europe because they're infested with banking vermin. Down in Greece, in Ireland, in Iceland, the banking vermin, the Goldman Sachs, the J.P. Morgans, the cockroaches that have come in and totally destroyed the economies here in Europe. They can't get rid of them. The laws aren't strong enough to get rid of this plague of banking.
Well, Max, I want to talk more about that.
Terrorists.
Max, I mean, I want to talk more about that, and this is profound what you're talking about, but you're influential on the continent of Europe. You're influential here in the U.S., but very influential all over the biggest TV and radio stations there, national French TV, national Greek TV, and so you are having a big effect. I would have you recommend that people go after the central bankers this way, because this is the most profound information I have to basically give to the public. And it's something that's hidden in plain view. You've talked about it. I've talked about it. But I want us to take a deep breath in this spectrum of obscenity and corruption and just stuff that's so off the chart criminal, you know, banking heads saying, we won't tell you where trillions of taxpayer money went. We're just not going to tell you. And the congressmen are so castrated, they say, yes, sir. I mean, this is a level of just absurdity that it's almost like a spell we're under. But let me break the spell this way. The way to go after these banks is this way. They are basically foreign, private, corporate, international pirates, bigger financially than any one government in the world. They've created tens of trillions, or really thousands of trillions, in fiat toxic weaponry. And we're worried about 11 Russian spies who tried to infiltrate Harvard and Wall Street, because that's who's hijacked America. You don't infiltrate Congress. You don't infiltrate the State Department, because they're just little political whores that follow orders. You infiltrate the Ivy League crooks. So, yes, those are Russian spies, obviously. But the point is, they didn't infiltrate the government because we don't have a government. And I want this to really boil in. Globalism is the international lawlessness of these globalists legalized by them. And so what they are is foreign espionage, corporate takeover spies, and they should all be arrested for sedition and for espionage, trying to overthrow our countries and hand our money supplies over to their new global government. I mean, it's so elementary, it's so hidden in plain view, that's how you go after them. This is espionage. They have come in and taken over our governments, and they have taken over the Greece government. They've taken over the Spanish government, and they're not going to give us quarter, and they're a bunch of arrogant Eddie Haskell bastards, and it's either us or them. Now, Max, what about that mindset, really beating the drum that this is a corporate hostile takeover, and it is espionage? It is financial terrorism. As you've said, we're being conquered.
I don't think it's a bad route to take. I would add also the idea of racketeering. You know, that's one thing sorely missing from the prosecution of these guys, because the rating agencies, the investment banks, and the fund managers, and the banks on Wall Street are colluding. They have a racket. And just like Al Capone was taken down, his racket eventually was taken down. This racket has to be taken down. The Goldman Sachs, these folks are engaged in racketeering. There are anti-racketeering laws on the books. It's what, if you recall, Giuliani, when he was still running the courts in New York City, he went after Drexel Burnham using these laws. And you had also the recent, Elliot Spitzer was the sheriff of Wall Street. He was building a case, anti-racketeering case. It's a very powerful way to go after these guys. And unfortunately, there's nobody in politics or in the legal system in the U.S. that is an independent enough to simply take the laws that are on the books against racketeering. And clearly it is a case of racketeering. When the Moody's investment agency downgrades the debt of Greece the day after there's a huge sell-off in the Greek debt by the hedge funds that Moody's is friendly with, that's a racket. That is not to be condoned in a free market system. So it's the case should be cut and dry.
Exactly.
And Max, stand up and make that case.
And we've got Republicans saying this is corporations, this is free market, it's sacrosanct. We've got the Democrats bought off by the same interest, lying, saying they're bringing him to heel trying to stop this when none of that's happening. The corruption and the hubris is only accelerating. And meanwhile, people are so scared of a Chinese or a Russian spy. And, oh, they're so afraid of an Al-Qaeda turbaned brown man. But when the real threat is these guys in $5,000 suits with Harvard business school degrees, how do we get the public to realize that in the 21st century, it's corporate takeovers, it's corporate espionage trumping governments? How do we get them to understand that this is life and death, A, and then B, where do you see this going? Because the bankers only seem to show more hubris. It's like they're completely insane.
I'm so sick of the 9/11 crybabies who are whinging over what, in retrospect, is a minor event in terms of property and loss of life when you compare to the outrageous financial terrorism of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. The people who are living in tents all over America now are the direct result of the wealth that they confiscated, and as a result of them co-opting the system in ways that they were able to make riskless bets and make unlimited amounts of money, and any time they make a loss, they simply dump it into public domain. And oh, by the way, there's another 125,000 unemployed this month, and the unemployment benefits are not going to be continued. And the unemployment rate, the U6, the actual number is over 20%. And the average guy, the CEO of Walmart, the average CEO of Walmart makes in 1 hour what the average employee at Walmart makes in a 1 year. 1 hour he makes what the average worker makes in 1 year. Now, this is all basically engineered by totally destroying the fundamental supply and demand capitalist system that was in place before the Federal Reserve took over in 1913 and introduced the income tax to pay for all that debt and interest costs, etc.
And it's perfect. They destroy capitalism and then blame what they've done on capitalism. It's insane.
Well, as as a couple of your guests have pointed out, the capitalism is not the problem here. The problem is that the folks are not obeying the laws. You say that the situation is getting worse, and it is getting worse because they keep making more money, and they use that money to finance more deregulation. The finance reform bill, as it's called, is a joke. It doesn't reform anything. It may come into effect many years down the road, and if anything, it just provides additional cover for more of this wealth confiscation that's going on, and the result is what I call two paths. One is the neo-feudalism, where you're back to the Middle Ages of lords and serfs. The creditors are in indentured servants. And then the other path, of course, I've talked to you about it, is what I call the casino gulag. And on that front, I just noticed that in Australia, there's some outrage because a company has introduced plastic credit card toys for babies to get babies hooked on credit cards and to introduce them to credit cards. And I've been saying this for quite some time, that the whole credit card companies won't stop until they'll feed credit card information through the umbilical cord into the womb to get fetuses hooked on credit cards.
I tell you what, Max Kaiser, MaxKaiser.com, do 5 more minutes with us on the other side if you can, because I want to finish up with the finances and the depression we're openly going into, and then I want to discuss a little bit about the oil spill with Max Kaiser. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're covering it all, and your phone calls coming up as well.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats, aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
You know what I want, folks? I want freedom. Legalize freedom. Let Uncle Sam out of the POW camp. These great T-shirts available at InfoWars.com. and your purchase of the books, the videos, the T-shirts, it funds our operation. We're having a big effect thanks to you spreading the word about the broadcast and getting films at InfoWars.com like Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and, of course, Fall of the Republic that Max Kaiser is in. That film is so important. You show somebody Fall of the Republic, they'll understand who these crooks are. But, Max, we've only got about 5 minutes left with you. I want to get your take on the oil spill and how they're blocking all this international aid. And for some reason, his connection to France just dropped. We'll get him back on and hold him in the next segment. So get Max back on. I wanted to get Max's take on the Russian situation. And his take was the same as mine. But it was basically this signifies a global shift, at least partly away from give up all your rights or the man with a turban and a big beard is going to get you. Now it's give up all your rights or the gorgeous redhead Russian spy is going to get you. Again, I have no doubt these people were spies because they were actually infiltrating something that mattered. British intelligence over 100 years ago began infiltrating Wall Street, the colleges. That's all declassified because that's where the power is then and where the power is now. We have a corporate government, so the Russians are infiltrating there for their interest. It's a non-issue because America's already been conquered by offshore banks. Now, if we ever get America back, well, then it's a serious issue to have Ruski spies running around in Wall Street. Max Kaiser, your take on that? Okay, I saw you giving me a thumbs up. Oh, it keeps dropping. Okay. So it's kind of like a cartoon. He's on. He's not. He's on. He's not. And a very disapproving by the producers. He's not there, Alex. Okay. I thought this thumbs up meant he was on. And then thumbs down would mean he wasn't there. Thumbs up would mean he was there. Thumbs down would mean he is not there. Or in a gladiator type event, this would mean don't kill him. And this would mean kill him. What do you think the American people would do today? If we had actual gladiatorial events going on, would they say thumbs up or thumbs down? Well, humans are very, very brutal, ladies and gentlemen, historically. That's why we have to have some laws, a republic, if you can keep it, a small enough government to keep another government from coming and taking over or to keep others from basically coalescing to come carry out their crimes against you. I don't believe in pure anarchy because I know it doesn't exist, but I want to get as close to total liberty as I can and as small a government as I can. But I notice the globalists are always pushing and promoting the fact that we basically have to all turn our guns in. But at the same time, they're telling us that we need to get rid of government. So it's a very schizophrenic message. No, they just mean get rid of any regulations on them so they can send out their private contractors to rob you. And so I believe in the political minds and the philosophical minds of the founding fathers a lot more than I do some of the silly dreamers out there that are just for no government now. And that anyone who even calls for cutting the size of government is bad because that would still mean that we had a government. Well, no, let's just move towards cutting government. Max, we were having trouble with your connection, so I need to hold you over 5 minutes before Bob Chapman so you can finish up with the points. But let's start getting into the Russians. What's your take on the incredible fear? The Russians, there's 11 of them, beautiful women. Ah, what's going on with that?
Yeah, I think Stacey Herbert, who I co-present the show with, who's my producing partner, she had a really good take on this. There seems to be some fatigue with the whole bearded, crazy Mideastern man. So they're moving the whole fear show over to back to the old Russia.
Stay there. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.